Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Halloween's coming up. And about the scariest thing on the planet is a Joe Biden presidency. Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to That You Need No Mask. I mean, if you, I can tell you this right now, and I go back to the 2020 election, there is no point in my life where I would have believed that Joe Biden could be president of the United States. Let me put that a different way. There is no point in my life where I would have thought that anybody with a brain would have wanted Joe Biden to be president. And for the record, I know he's not a legitimate president. And I'll say that till the day that I die. And I realize it stops my show from getting spread. We do things intentionally to, and I don't, when I say intentionally, I don't mean it like I'm trying not to get my show spread, but like I use the term woo flu. I know that they don't like it. We put that in our title. I don't use COVID. And that keeps it from getting spread. But here's the thing. When it does get spread, when suddenly things are moving, I know that people are paying attention, that the lamestream fake news media and the Gestapo social media are not stopping us. And just for the record, little by little, incrementally, not enough to pay my bills, sadly, but it is occurring. People are finally getting some guts. And this is why I say to people to listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you get our merch, if you pay attention to this show and you push it out to other people, if you read the articles at theblacksphere.net, if you watch our videos, etc., you are pushing out a message. Oh, I know. Kevin, you're just joking, man. You know, I'm like, I'm going back to this argument, the pseudo-argument that I had with Mark Levin, where he says,
there are people that are funny. They say my show needs to be more funny.
You know, and he kind of ridiculed people that sort of use humor to get the word out. And look, if you don't, I hope my audience understands by this point that that is the most powerful weapon when you're debating somebody. When Ronald Reagan said, well, I won't use my opponent's youth and inexperience against him, that was humor based, and it was the reason he beat Walter Mondale. You get what I'm saying? That's the thing that makes people go, whoa, check that out. Why do you think comedians make so much money? Why do you think they get the TV shows? Because that ability to have that quick wit is the thing. That's why I keep telling you guys, if I wanted to switch over and I wanted to go at the right as opposed to fight with you, I'd have my own TV show. I'd still be at Fox. I'd probably have a TV show. I'd be writing comedy for somebody or what. You know, trust me, ask anybody on my team how quickly I can come up with a concept or come up with something. Some of my team members went the other day, hey, well, here's the thing we want to do. And in 10 minutes, I wrote it out and people were dying. That is my gift from God. And the good news is we use that comedy, that sarcasm, that whatever type of humor, whether it's sardonic or it's just in your face, you know, slapstick, we use that humor to get the bigger point out there. Anyway, back to Halloween. What's scarier, the triumvirate of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Joe Biden? There is nothing more scary than that, except for the people that maybe are in control of them. Wow. Man, the world that we live in is so dramatically different. We're going to be doing a thing called List All the Things That the Democrats Have Done Wrong and go into some depth on them. For example, border crisis. I don't know if this number is true, but I've seen it now in multiple places. They say we've arrested or rejected 1.7 million people since Biden's been in office in a year. Is that... again, go figure that out for yourselves, because I didn't read the article, because probably it was on leftist sites. If the Daily Caller puts it up, I'll check it out, you know, or something like that. But anyway, 1.7 million rejected. How many have gotten in? That's just, those are astonishing numbers. Those are scary numbers. I don't know how many get in every, you know, think about every year what the number is. Supposedly we had 22 million illegals in this country before Biden got in. How many do they want? Wow. I mean, just, again, look at any of these policies. As I said, list the things that the Democrats got wrong. Border policy. There you go. Wu flu. By the way, I was having a discussion with a very learned man, 82 years old, very good friend of mine. And he was Kevin, you know, I was a liberal in school. And he's become a conservative, but he's a reluctant conservative. It's funny to talk to him because he doesn't like to admit it. He admits it privately. And he's got some guilt around it. And I've talked him through the guilt. By the way, this dude was a razor thin hair away from a Nobel Prize, just to tell you how, when I tell you how big he is. He's huge in academia. So we're having this discussion, and he says to me, Kev, I just think that people need to get the shot. They just need to get the shot. Now, I mean, you know, I'm a conservative. He goes, you know, I didn't like Trump. I didn't like his style, but I like the way he got things accomplished, and we go through all that. But he says, I think this, anybody that doesn't want the people to get the shot, you're going to have a tough time getting elected kind of thing, and it's a wrong move for anybody that on the Republican side that wants to run. And we were talking specifically about DeSantis. And what was funny, I mean, a very learned man, and I just asked him a simple question, because this is the way, you can't debate a guy with this dude's level of academia. I'm just telling you, you can't debate him. He is undoubtedly one of the most brilliant guys I've ever spoken with. Well, I'm proud that he's my friend and that we have these amazingly deep conversations. But that being said, I asked him a very simple question. I said, you know, because he's like, you know, I'm in the age group where this. And I said, well, why wouldn't you want that to be choice? And he's like, well, and I said, let me ask you this. Would you demand this shot for somebody under 30? He goes, well, see, under 30, you know, they don't have the this, that, the other. And so he starts explaining. And I said, okay, so under 30, you'd have a choice. Then he went on to say, but what about these little kids that are in school? You know, and they're all super carriers of these diseases. I said, so you want them vaccinated, even though they're super carriers, and you feel protected. And just letting this very learned man speak, he talked himself into a corner. He wasn't happy about it, but he always says this. He says, Kevin, the reason why we're friends is we can disagree and still be friends. And we left it there. I wish I could have taped the conversation, but he's a very private gentleman. Anyway, folks, Halloween's coming up. Be scared of Joe Biden and the team, but don't be scared of us. Glad you're here with me today. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I ended the first segment talking about a friend of mine, a very learned person, professor, professor emeritus, all kinds of, you know, letters after his name, and very well known. And, you know, he's saying that he believes the government should mandate, be able to mandate certain things, and I don't disagree with that. If there was truly a pandemic, I have no problem saying quarantine or whatever. I shouldn't say I don't have a problem, but I would understand it. But I think people know to do it. Let me put it to you this way. If Ebola broke out and there was seriously an Ebola outbreak, and I don't know the survival rate, but it's pretty low. It's like 80% death rate. I can practically guarantee you people would stay in. You wouldn't have to tell us. If there's a flu outbreak and somebody sneezes in the store, I mean, I'm telling you, I walk around it. If you see a friend and that friend's a little bit sick and you can see it in their eyes, you're like, man, you look sick. And you immediately go, I'll even make it a step further. You do it with your own family. I'm talking about inside your house. If somebody looks sick, you go, ooh, uh-uh. I see my kids go, boy, you look sick. You better get back in there. Uh-uh. Get away. Get away. It's common sense. I even think it's common sense at the thug level. You know, even a thug will look at another and go, dude, you look sick, bro. Get away from me, man. Get away from me, bro. And the sad thing is we're going to get sick with whatever it is regardless, but you push back. The government doesn't need you to stay 6 feet away from somebody. Oh, Kevin, you don't always know. You don't always know with anything. So, you know, again, and maybe you feel like, oh, Kevin, you just talked yourself into a corner because if you don't know, you could be getting somebody sick. Or you might, maybe you're not. It's not talking into a corner. Look, I don't know whether if you feel the sickness that you're, you know, giving it off at that time, or do you have certain symptoms where it is, et cetera, et cetera. I think the body, and I'm not saying this is 100%, but I think the body tells you, uh-oh, you're infectious. And that's when you have this point where you go, I got to stay home. I got to get away. Because you feel run down. It forces you to rest. Well, Kevin, there are those of us who are going to do... Okay, look, I can give you 15 scenarios where we can play devil. It's like when you're talking about, you know, sparring, and a guy goes, well, if you throw this punch, I'll throw that punch. I tell you what, how about we do this? How about we just fight? And let's see who throws what, and who's more effective. Because we're never going to talk it out. Anyway, Nazi Book, also known as Facebook, has been censoring people over a lot of this information that they claim is news. And what's interesting about it is when they find out that it's been debunked, they don't come back and apologize. They don't re-invite people back on that they've kicked off. They just move along. So here's something they get to move along about. It turns out that these Wu flu vaccines are less effective than placebos. I told you guys this. I said, look, I ought to come up with a placebo. And the placebo, you know, I call it Kevimectin, right? And I'd say this is the de facto cure for the disease, and it would be a sugar pill. And I will tell you this, I'll charge you, they're charging $3,000 or whatever for a shot. Mine would be a sugar shot or a saline shot, something that is harmful to the body. It will dissolve. I'll give you that saline shot, and I'll only charge you $1,000 a dose. And I said, if I was a lefty and all for this nonsense, I would just do an OEM version of one of the, I wouldn't do J&J, but I wouldn't do any. I would just say, can somebody make me a non-invasive shot that, you know, has some little particulate when people go, oh yeah, it has iron. Okay. Whatever. But it would be a placebo. It would be a vitamin shot. Because I said it would be more effective than these vaccines. Well, guess what the FDA said? Buried 23 pages, folks, in their approval summary for Pfizer's Wu flu vaccine is data that cuts to the core of this debate. They wanted it overlooked. But here's what the data reveals. The number of deaths among people who received that vaccine and the people who received the placebo is shockingly what they don't want you to know. And this, in this article that I was reading, they wrote this. Those figures provide the only reliable measure of the vaccine's greatest benefits and risk because they are unambiguous. Death. Death. They enumerate the worst possible outcome, death, and control for every conflating factor due to the design of the study. And the critical findings reveal that there were a total of 38 deaths during the trial. 21 people died who received the vaccine, and 17 died in the placebo group. Now, consider together with the fact that about half of the 40,000 people in the trial received the placebo, these results show no statistical impact on the risk of death. I beg to differ. Four deaths difference in 21. I mean, in 40,000 people, there's no significant difference. But 17 versus 21 is a pretty big statistical difference. It's along the lines of 20%. So you've got no significant difference. And in fact, the placebo worked better. And this is what to me, I find it funny. I find it very funny. This vaccine is truly a joke. Less people died in the placebo group than the vaccinated group. And the FDA's data actually said it. But it gets worse. Check out what happened when they wanted to test the long-range aspects of the drug. So here's what the guy wrote. Beyond 6 months, the effects of the vaccine are much more uncertain because Pfizer and the other vaccine manufacturers removed participants from their most rigorous studies after a maximum of 6 months. They did this in defiance of government healthcare regulatory agencies who recommended that the subjects be enrolled for at least a year. The benefits and harms to young children are even more murky because Pfizer is using a less reliable study that enrolled only 2,268 children. And this decision was made in spite of the fact that the greater clarity is vital because of the risk of being harmed by Wu flu dramatically declines at younger ages, while the major known risk of the disease increase. And the NIH agrees, by the way. Here's what the NIH said, and this is from their website. The sole reliance, this was a summary, on vaccinations as a primary strategy to mitigate COVID-19 and its adverse consequences needs to be reexamined. Why? Because of future variants, etc. And what they said was, your immune system, people who had it, you were going to fare far better than anything that came from these vaccinations. No wonder they want to hide this stuff from you. It's a scamdemic.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
E.G. Merrick Garland is appearing before a Senate committee amid several Justice Department controversies that included Garland's memo ordering the FBI to investigate parents protesting school boards. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of Garland's testimony.
This is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Authorities say it's too early to talk about charges in the deadly movie set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and the person who was in charge of weapons on the set and the assistant director. The three are reportedly the main individuals connected to the shooting that killed the cinematographer and injured the director. USA Radio News. Some companies are continuing to comply with vaccine mandates.
Chicken giant Tyson Foods saying the company's vaccine mandate has resulted in 96% of their workforce rolling up their sleeves. All told, the company employs about 120,000 people, so only about 4,000 people are not protected from COVID-19. Tyson's U.S. workers have until November 1st to get vaccinated after the company announced the mandate in August. The company adding that it's seen a steep decline in active COVID-19 cases in their workforce because of those mandated immunizations. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
11 people killed in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history are being remembered. Today is the third anniversary of the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Among those injured in the attack were Holocaust survivors and four Pittsburgh police officers. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I told you guys I was having a discussion with a world-renowned economist. He's educated at the University of Chicago, undergrad, and Harvard, PhD, etc. He's a very, very bright guy and a personal friend. And he's in his 80s, and we're having this discussion about... the Wu flu, and he got the vaccine, and he believes everybody should have gotten it and all this. And I mentioned that data from Africa, and he's like, Kevin, data from Africa. Oh, my gosh. He's like, you know, how well do you think they report and all these other things? And I said, well, you know, it's one thing for – I said, first of all, it means you have a distrust of the WHO, the World Health Organization. So that's number one. Number two, I don't know how well they report. I said, I'll concede. I even told him this. I said, I'll concede that Africa doesn't report as well as some other countries. But I go, there are people on the ground measuring, you know, who's caught this disease and who's died from it, et cetera. And if it was on par with America, I think we'd know. And I said, not to mention, I had a friend who contacted me from Malawi who said, here's the numbers out of Malawi. I don't know where she got them, but... And by the way, she works for the State Department, or formerly did, I should say. So, I don't know, man. I said, I'll concede. I don't know anything about this. But I do know this, for a disease that supposedly kills a lot of black people, it doesn't appear to be killing a bunch of them in Africa. I don't think Africans are sitting around worrying about, oh my gosh, is the Delta variant or the Lambda variant or the Mu variant of the Wu flu going to get us? When they're worried about clean water and consistent electricity and just the basic staples of life? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. So, and then here's the one that got him. I said, so, because he's like, Kevin, everybody should get this jab. It's better for the, you know, common good. And he's a conservative now, a former Marxist like Thomas Sowell, Dr. Sowell, who is now a conservative. And he carries that banner pretty much proudly, at least with me, he does. I don't know if he does publicly, but he does. With me. So he's like, Kevin, I'm a conservative, but I still think we need to get the shot and all this. And I said, okay, well, who should get it? He goes, because I'm in my 80s and, you know, I'm highly likely to get it and all this. And I said, well, and here's what's interesting. He already had the disease. And you know the irony? He didn't even know. When he got tested, he had the antibodies. So his excuse to me was, well, some of us are healthier than others. Okay, so this dreaded disease that can kill some people is killing who? The weak and the feeble? Isn't that what disease does? Isn't that kind of what life and death is about? So he's still arguing statistics and all this, and he says, you know, if everybody wears a mask, and he goes, he said the mask is useless. He conceded that. But he said, if everybody gets a shot, blah, blah, blah. And I said, if everybody gets a shot, when there's studies not only from, and I reference what we've talked about on this very program, that the CDC on page 36 buried the very fact that this vaccine is doing no better than a placebo. And the NIH essentially said the same thing, and we need to rethink vaccine mandates. And yet I wake up every single day and wonder why the government is still telling us these lies. And a world-renowned economist, a guy with a Harvard PhD, isn't seeing through it. That's the question we should be asking ourselves is, how can you not see through this? So he's a data guy. So I said to him, well, here's an interesting data point. 73 million kids under 17 and only 323 at the time when I read this study had gotten the Wu flu. And so I said, now, that's not African data. That's not Indian data, because I told him about India. India's the same way as Africa. I said, that's American data. So he calls me the next day, to his credit, and he says to me, Kev, we had a vibrant discussion yesterday. I said, we did. And he goes, well, I did want to say one thing about the numbers on the kids. And he quotes me because he went and he researched it. And he found out I was exactly right about that. And so I was going, show me why these kids need to be vaccinated. Because he was saying, well, they're the ones spreading it. They're the ones going through, you know, there could be far range implications, blah, blah, blah. And I said, for all intents and purposes, that is a statistical zero. If 73 million people, of the 73 million people in your data set, only 323 people died. And he agreed. And he called me to tell me that. And I don't know what it did. It woke something up in him. And, you know, he was telling me, you know, well, I still think people should. I said, okay, but now we're back to this, right? We're back to it should be a matter of choice. So would you now agree with me that under 17 does not need to be vaccinated? And that was my point. No. He's like, well, yeah, I have to agree with you. Of course you do, because it's a statistical zero. Now, we could go up to age 30 and we could look at that data point. And I can tell you this, it'll be the same. Anyway, I want to go into, there's an article I read and they called it Therapeutic Nihilism. And for those of you who maybe don't know the word of nihilism, it means the rejection of religious and moral principle. And nihilists effectively believe that life is meaningless. And I think you would agree with me that there are many people who are nihilists in this culture today, in America today. They don't care about religion. Their morality is fleeting at best, if it exists. And certainly, I can give you easily, I can explain to you how people don't even give a crap about life. Just look at any weekend ticker for Chicago, the number of people shot and killed. And it seems like it's pretty much nobody cares. There was a quote by John Adams. He says, our Constitution was made for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That is a powerful statement. If you are moral and religious, the Constitution is something. When you ask yourself this, why are we so caught up in this document and we use that word to the point where other people just, they just get like, oh, there they are bringing up the Constitution, because the Constitution is how you set your barometer. It's how you set your meter, whatever meter. It doesn't have to be a barometer. It could be a thermometer. And here's an interesting one from a leftist. He says, the modern conservative, it's attacking us, is engaged in one of man's oldest exercises in moral philosophy. That is the search for a superior moral justification for selfishness. A guy named John Kenneth Galbraith said that, a lefty. He looks at us and he says, you're selfish. You don't want to get a shot because you don't care about other people. Quite the contrary. It is because you care about other people that you say, you, sir, have your rights, your personal rights. Which brings me back to my argument with my world-renowned economist friend. It is the left who are selfish. They want you to believe that if you're part of the collective, then you're serving the public good. Meanwhile, they rob you as you become part of the collective. They beat you. They do all these things to you. They force you to do things against your will and then do it in the name of it's part of the collective. Because you're selfish, you individual, you person who can decide for yourself. Unbelievable. What's her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said, I believe that every American should have stable, dignified housing, health care, education, that the most very basic needs to sustain modern life should be guaranteed in a, quote, moral society. That's her definition of morality, is you should have all these basic needs met no matter what. It has nothing to do with, how about safety? How about be free from tyranny? Is that not a basic right? It doesn't even cost money. Dr. Peter McCullough talked about therapeutic nihilism, and he gave a lecture. And here's how he started. He says, I think the reason why everyone is here is we have a sense that something very bad is going on in the world. And I'm here to tell you, I think it is. If you feel tension right now and you feel some emotional distress and if you feel as if things aren't going right, I think your perceptions are correct. And if your perceptions are correct, it's time for action. Now, he calmly explained his professional titles are being taken away from him. And he said this, today I was stripped of the editorship of the Cardiorenal Medicine, a Swiss-based journal. And in the last year, I've lost my job at a major health system with no explanation and no due process. I've been stripped of every title that I've had in that institution. I've received a threat letter from the American College of Physicians and a threat letter from the American Board. This has happened because of his lawful participation in a topic of public importance, he says. What we are doing is lawful, he told the packed ballroom. And essentially what he's saying is, if you dare speak out against something that now goes against the public narrative, the leftist narrative, the lie, then you are given the scarlet letter and you're attacked. And that's what's going on right now in his life. I'm running out of time for this segment, so let me just say this. You better understand that this is an amoral government that is not going to do the right thing. And you better stand up and fight for your rights with every part of your being.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey guys, thanks for letting me come in your classroom.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. And Mr. President, you got to talk to me about the presidency. You know, when you're president, see all these people here? They're with you all the time. They get to ask you all kinds of questions, and you try to figure out how you can avoid answering them sometimes.
Joe Biden, the pathological liar. No wonder he doesn't want to answer any questions. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. He's pointing to the press. He's telling these kids, these people, yeah, they ask me a bunch of questions. I don't want to answer them. He's done a good job. And the left is let him get away with it. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. By the way, we are so blessed. I mean, I would love to just wake up in comfort knowing that, you know, my staff is going to be paid properly. I mean, we pay them what we can, but, you know what I'm saying, paid properly and all that. I would love to wake up to that. But I'll tell you this. We wake up every morning knowing that it's going to make, you know, things are going to work out. We have a firm belief in God. Things are going to work out. And you folks, you don't disappoint. I mean, I'd love to see us hit these numbers. I really would. But as I always say, it's all God's plan. But I wake up every morning knowing that you're out there, you're listening to me, you're doing your part, and I want to thank you. I absolutely do. So yeah, let's get back to Biden. So look, whatever situation you may be facing today, here's kind of my point. And I'll have others. Consider yourself lucky. Because you are not one of the Americans who got abandoned in Afghanistan when Joe Biden pulled out of there in what has to be the worst evacuation in American in world history. Now, you know the old saying, there's always somebody worse off. That thought always leaves you with a ray of hope. It leaves you with optimism. It doesn't matter what's happened to you. Your spouse could have left you. You could have flunked the test, whatever. You could have been fired from a job. There's always something worse that's happened to somebody else. Never feel that you're uniquely in a situation that nobody else has faced in the world. I'll be honest with you. That's how I've always gotten myself out of a dump. I got fired from Fox. Was I the first? No. Would I have been the last? No. So I remember the feeling when I saw it come across my smartwatch, my Dick Tracy watch. I went, what? I just hung up the phone and they've already issued a press release. Melissa, I tell her, because she warned me. She warned me 2 minutes before it happened. She says, they're going to fire you. I said, no, they're not. I was wrong. She was right. But at the end of the day, I said to myself, not at the end of the day, I said it right then and there. No euphemism needed. I said, you're not the first and you won't be the last. And we moved on. And it had an impact. And I want people to know that the reason why I keep telling this story about getting fired from Fox is because it impacted me significantly financially. Being honest, I probably would be the guy doing everything that Dan Bongino is doing. I was the black dude lined up for that, and instead they got themselves an Italian. Can you imagine? I mean, me with a show, having that kind of access, I was doing that many shows. But Fox became the Bongino channel for a long time. And Dan's a good guy. I'm happy for his success. So that could have been me, and I gave it up. And despite, you know, the loss of income and notoriety, etc., there are people far worse off than I am. If that was the worst thing that happened to me, well, you know, big deal. Anyway, going back to these Americans that are stuck in Afghanistan, they want us to forget that Joe Biden wants to get them back with ransom payments. It's not enough that he left the Taliban with $80 billion in military hardware. He's paying them off. And there's not been a mention of these people in the media. The outrage, where would it be if it was Donald Trump? Clearly, Joe Biden and the Democrats got Afghanistan wrong. They did it wrong, but will they admit it? Nope. They've simply moved on. But before we move on, I want you to imagine the stories we would know if Trump left Americans behind. Family members for those families that are left over there, trapped over there, abandoned, would be doing public service announcements against Donald Trump. And you would be hearing about no man left behind. That was the American credo. No, the military, no man left behind. How dare Donald Trump do that? With Biden, it's crickets. If I got as much wrong as a Democrat in terms of their politics, what they missed in Russian collusion, the nonsense of Ukrainian extortion, the Hunter, I mean, Donald Trump and the womanizing and all that crap. Just all the things they ignore on their side. I would run in front of fast moving traffic. They get almost everything wrong. Look at their policies and do opposite. It's like Bad Luck Schleprock. Remember him from the cartoon? If you were a betting man with a Democrat, take the other side. If they bet on a horse, take something else. If they bet on a team, take the other team. So, give you an example. Joe Biden stops construction of Trump's border wall. While we've arrested 1.7 million people, not my number, I've been seeing this number all over the place, people trying to get in, at least a million have gotten in. You know that whatever number we stop, there are a lot of people that made it. But while he's not building our wall to protect us, they're going to spend $500,000 to build a wall around Joe Biden's beach house. Yeah. Joe Biden's beach house is going to get a wall. So it made me curious. I was like, how many houses does this guy have? But let me just tell you what this is. Biden's current home is located in Greenville, Delaware, in the Wilmington suburb. He purchased the 6,850-square-foot property in 1996 for $350,000. Since then, the market value has increased, making the home worth about $1 million. While he was VP, he rented out his home to the Secret Service for $2,200, and he wanted to sell it when his son Bo got brain cancer because he needed to afford the treatments. However, Obama at the time convinced him not to sell the house, and he loaned him the money to keep it. Now, that was in 2000, I don't even know the date, but at some point while he was VP. Now, I want you to fast forward. 2017, Jill and Joe have not only paid Obama back for the house, but they purchased another property in Delaware for $2.7 million. They still have the other house. The home is a short walk from the beach, has 6 bedrooms and outdoor amenities for entertaining guests. It's at Rehoboth, I don't know how you pronounce it, Rehoboth Beach, and it overlooks Cape Henlopen State Park. And this is the house where Joe Biden is getting a beach house, where Joe Biden's getting this fence built to protect him. And I joked about it the other day that they're protecting us from him. They're making sure that he doesn't get to get out because he's apparently walking the beach freely, and it's scaring some folks. It is Halloween, after all. So in time for Halloween, I don't know when they're going to finish it. But the curiosity was for me, how many houses does he have? So I know he has these two. And the timing's interesting. I'm not going to get into it because it's a whole, we'd be going down a bit of a rat hole. But he went from borrowing money so he didn't have to sell his other house so he could pay for Bo's treatment, great, good father, to being able to pay for a $2.7 million piece of property in a short amount of time. Now, I'm not going to tell the press or any investigative reporters what to do, but Joe Biden was making a vice president's salary when he took a loan from Barack Obama, and he went from that to being able to purchase a $2.7 million house and maintain his original house, obviously paying back Obama, in a very short amount of time. But we're not supposed to look at anything about him. And in fact, not only should not look at anything about him, we shouldn't question his policies. The Bidens have a lot to be discovered, and it's not going to be discovered. His policies aren't going to be fact-checked by the Democrats' so-called fact-checkers, because they really don't want you to know the truth about how all this came to be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.